good to have you back. Of course, we've been talking about some people predicting that we could be on the front end of a new recession, right? That could be, some predict, as bad as 2008. Why? Because of inflation, reckless spending, and America turning its back on its energy supply, going from energy independence to begging Saudi Arabia and OPEC to produce more oil so we can lower the price of gasoline here at home. Jen Psaki says they're using every lever, well, except for, you know, new leases on federal land or leaving pipelines like the Keystone XL pipeline alone or Line 3 in Minnesota or Line 5 in Michigan. Other than that, they're doing everything. Oh, and they are all getting on big jet planes to fly over to talk about climate real quick. Liz Peek from Fox News joining me. Liz, always good to have you.
Good morning. Thanks for having me on.
So they're all boarding up and heading over to the Green Energy Climate Summit or some such rot, right? I mean, John Kerry, I'm sure, will be on his private jet because, you know, busy people like him, there are exceptions, you know, when it comes to climate for busy people like him and all the rest, of course.
Absolutely. It is astonishing to me that with all that's going on, there are 13, count them, 13 senior members of the Biden administration, including the Treasury Secretary, that are heading to Scotland to talk about green energy, even as we are in the midst of a global energy crisis, which, by the way, the liberal media has been very careful to suppress. Most Americans probably don't know that natural gas prices in Europe have gone up sixfold, that the price of electricity has increased by 100% in the last couple of months. And the reason for all this, Steve, the craziness about this is this tightness of energy supplies and ratcheting up of prices is entirely because of exactly the kinds of policies that these people are going to be promoting in Glasgow when they get there.
That's right.
What happened in August is that the wind in the North Sea stopped blowing. And that's not a joke. That is actually a fact. It happens sometimes. Rarely, but it does happen. So when the UK has committed one quarter of its electricity sourcing to wind towers and they fail, then you have an energy crisis. The UK had to scramble
Certainly.
Around for coal, for natural gas,
sure.
And there isn't enough.
Yeah, and in fact, Germany is reopening coal-fired power plants,
Putting
them back online. We don't have that option in America because we bulldozed ours. While China's building new ones, we've bulldozed ours into the ground. By the way, it's called the doldrums, right? Old sailors knew that sometimes the wind doesn't blow. It's called the doldrums. The ship would just sit out there in the ocean and just kind of sit there waiting for the wind to come back around. You know, maybe it's because I'm going to rely on Pete Buttigieg, Transportation Secretary, who let us know this week that the supply chain issues and the supermarkets having empty shelves is because Joe Biden has done such a great job with the economy. Demand is through the roof. And maybe it's the energy Jennifer Granholm. Maybe she's done such a great job and Joe Biden has that we just don't have any energy. You see, if you don't have anything, it's because Joe Biden has done a great job.
You think that doesn't make sense? Well, no, you're right. It doesn't make sense. But actually, Pete Buttigieg is correct in that it is a demand problem and a supply problem. That's why inflation is not going anywhere soon. But what he doesn't understand is that he has completely undermined any rationale for spending $3.5 trillion more. We don't need it. In fact, we can't handle it. So when he says it's a demand problem, we should go back to when they passed the $1.9 trillion American Rescue Plan without Republican votes, as you recall, which we didn't need then. I mean, Pete Buttigieg says that Biden has dug us out of a terrifying recession. When Joe Biden took office, GDP was growing at 6%. That was in the first quarter. That was an incredible growth rate, which signaled that we had a V-shaped recovery underway, a recovery that was going to see incredible job creation, incredible wealth creation for Americans. And Joe Biden has literally undermined that recovery. It took genius to get here. I mean, this was not an easy thing. We didn't need all this spending. We didn't need all these supply problems. And Pete Buttigieg is trying to sort of just shirk his responsibility for having been AWOL while all this was going on.
Yeah. Not on vacation, though, Liz, so we're clear. Don't call it a vacation. He'll get very salty if you do that. Yeah, very salty if you do that. Overall, the economy does have problems. I mean, the fact of the matter is the predictions now are that Christmas, it's gone. it's loss for a lot of retailers, and therefore consumers aren't going to be buying what they want, because that had to be solved a month ago. I've heard this from numerous different retailers and operators of stores and so forth. That had to be solved a month ago. So Christmas is lost. It could be down 40%. And do you think that a lot of things irritate Americans? An empty Christmas tree is really going to tick people off. And it's already a bad time for Democrats politically. I mean, you look at what's happening in Virginia, and you know that that should not even have been a close race, and it's going to be a toss-up. A tough time for Democrats, and it's not looking any better.
But it's totally their own problem. I mean, they have created the problems that they're facing. They overreached with an incredibly slim majority in the House and no majority whatsoever in the Senate. They took on grandiose spending plans, grandiose plans in general, to transform the nation, completely misreading, I think intentionally misreading, what voters had said in 2020. What voters said is they didn't want Trump to be president anymore, so they elected someone who was basically going to be a non-entity and a moderate and bring the country together, none of which, of course, was true. So Democrats have only themselves to blame for their political problems. I hope, Steve, that this means Republicans will go to the poll and toss these people out, because they are really damaging our country in profound ways.
Well, no question. You know, and the idea that Republicans, you hear this some places, and I could not be more strongly opposed to this sentiment of, well, they stole the election, therefore I won't vote. That is the silliest thing possible. The way you defeat them, if you really believe that they are cheating, and I can't actually argue with a lot of the points that have been made, and that is this: you overwhelm them at the polls. That's what you do. You give them so many red votes that they can't do a thing about it, right?
That's right. And Republicans need to remember that Democrats have a giant vote-turning machine. It's called the teachers' unions and other unions. They can harvest votes. They can turn out the votes. We know recently that Mark Zuckerberg and people like him can throw hundreds of millions of dollars into corrupting locals' election offices and helping to basically churn out Democrat voters. We need to prevent this. And I got to tell you, I hope that President Trump, as he makes his rounds in the next year, really tells people to go vote. Stop this whining about the last election and focus on the next one. That is what we have to do. I am with you 100%. We cannot afford two more years of Democrat majority.
I absolutely cannot have the Democrats in charge. And here's the thing. I think you can do both. I think you need to do both. I think, yes, you should evaluate what happened in 2020 and put in laws and provisions to prevent those things from happening again. But you have to be looking down the road at 2022. And I know Donald Trump does, because he's out endorsing candidates, right? So I know that he does that. Yeah. 20 seconds, last word.
Well, I think we need to be focused on policies right now, because the Democrats are pushing things like these renewable energy mandates that will hurt all Americans, and most particularly low-income Americans, who cannot afford what they have in California right now, which is electricity prices 80% above the national average.
Yeah.
You can draw a direct line from those stupid policies to what's going on in Glasgow and be very worried that this is going national and federal, and people need to make their voices heard on this issue.
Liz Peek, always a pleasure. Thank you for being here.
Thank you so much for having me. Have a great day.
Thank you. You too. It's the Steve Gruber Show. I'll be back. You see it in the headlines every day. The price of everything is going up, and nothing's going up faster than the cost of energy. What if your heating and cooling bill doubled or tripled? What would that mean to you and your family? For most people, it would be devastating. It's time you learned about WellConnect. With WellConnect, you might be able to cut your utility costs by hundreds, maybe thousands of dollars a year. And if you already have a well in the yard, you already have the key piece of equipment for a 100% renewable energy source. That's right, your well can be the heart of a WellConnect hybrid geothermal system. WellConnect is a Michigan-made solution to cutting your utility bills. In the last year alone, WellConnect reduced propane consumption by 1 million gallons, saving Michigan homeowners over $1 million. Why gamble on the price of energy? Get connected to WellConnect. Right now, you can still qualify for a 26% federal tax credit and utility rebates, but they won't be here forever. Find out more right now. Visit WellConnectSaves.com, WellConnectSaves.com, or call 989-356-2113. WellConnect.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, the most powerful voice for business in Michigan.
Business owners know there's no substitute for experience. In Michigan, that means the Michigan Chamber of Commerce. The Michigan Chamber is always working to protect, connect, and strengthen Michigan companies. The Michigan Chamber is on the front lines every day, getting Michigan back to work. That's never been more important than it is today. The Michigan Chamber is dedicated to Michigan and the men and women that make it work here every single day. The time is now for the Michigan Chamber of Commerce.
To learn more about the Michigan Chamber and how to become a member, visit michamber.com.
This is the Steve Gruber Show, the fearless pursuit of truth.
The Steve Gruber Show is the fastest growing talk show in America, so thank you. Without you, none of this would be possible. The relentless pursuit of truth, common sense, and honest answers to the most important questions of the day isn't easy, but it's critical to our future. Find out more. SteveGruber.com.